sometimes you might find it really, really challenging to get in a place where you can be creative, because when you launch, you have so many things to do. We are talking about ways to figure out that creativity time on this particular podcast episode, because I want you to make sure that you're doing what you need to do, because your creativity is necessary for the people you are supposed to impact. We are talking about it, and I will see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches Podcast. We are in episode number 47, and we're talking about finding time for creativity and entrepreneurship, because a sister is busy and she wants to talk about it. As you see, I'm referring to myself in the third person. She is busy. She wants to talk about it. And she is hoping that what she is saying to my family, her family, you see, I keep going back and forth, is going to be helpful. We are talking about this today because it is a real thing, and I hope that it blesses someone. Make sure that you do two things for me. You head over to shelaunchesit.com, check out some of the freebies that we have, check out the course on how to price your course. It's a mini course. You can get that for free. I have an ebook that's on the site. You can even scroll down on the front page to leave me a voice message and ask me a question. I will go over the question live on air because I want to hear from you. Make sure you do that. And I also want to make sure that you hit that follow button or that subscribe button, because that is going to help us grow. At the time of this recording, we have smashed past 500 downloads. It seems like it's little, but you know what? We have humble beginnings, and I'm so excited. I can see the 10,000 downloads. I literally can see it. I can feel it. I can taste it. I know it's going to take some time. It's going to be here probably in a couple of years, but I am here for it all. You know, over the last couple of days, I've been thinking about making some shifts, just some minor shifts in what it is that I'm doing. And this thing about creativity is a big deal. I don't have any idea how long this podcast is going to be, but it's going to be long enough. But I've been thinking about this, and I find myself, as I begin to think about shifting, or when I begin to think about pivoting, or even when I start thinking about writing a course, it all, for me, the design of it happens in my head first. I have to see it in my mind's eye. I have to hear from God. I have to see some of the components, and then I have to start writing some, just jotting down some things that I'm thinking, and they end up in a whole bunch of different places. And then I have to figure out what am I trying to accomplish, right? Because anytime you're doing a project or you're launching a course or you're launching a business, what is the outcome? What am I trying to get people to understand and get, right? I mean, the purpose of this podcast is to be able to help Christian women and women out there, believers, even non-believers, launch a course in a way that's impactful, launch a business in a way that's impactful so that you can positively impact those that you are supposed to touch. Like, that's the purpose. And so everything that I do, everything that I say is really to that outcome. Every person that I interview, it is for that outcome. And so I'm starting to think about some baby shifts, and I'm really trying to put this thing together really, really well, because I think it's going to be epic when I get it all together. And I'm really, really excited about it, but it sometimes feel like I'm giving birth. And the reality is, when you are getting started with a business or a new project or a new idea, it can be challenging. And it's really challenging when you're just getting started with your business, with your course, whatever it is you're trying to launch, because you have to do everything. Right? You have to do everything. Everything is on you. And even if everything is not on you, you gotta put it together to put it on somebody else, right? And so everything is on you. And what I have found out is that whenever you launch, you really have to find your creative time, because that creative time gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And oftentimes people who are creatives, right? People who, you know, like I'll say artists, you know, people who, whatever art you're doing, it doesn't have to be painting. It doesn't have to be drawing. I mean, you could be, you know, in music, just the arts. They tend to have a way, or I should say we, because I'm technically in that group, but we tend to find a way in which our creativity flows, right? Or where our creativity flows, or how our creativity flows. And when you are getting started, you will find that you just don't have the time to do that. And again, it's because you have so much to do, you have so much to learn, launching, you have so many programs to learn, you have so many platforms to learn. You have to, you know, figure out how to put this together and how to put that together and how to attach this, your lead magnet and your email. Like, there is so much to learn. And I have found that sometimes launching a course, writing a book, launching a business is like giving birth. Now, if you haven't given birth, just go with a sister with it. The stuff is hard for most, right? And then it's less of the birthing process, right? It's less of the pregnancy of this idea and more of when the idea is birthed, the taking care of it. That'll bless somebody right there, right? Because just like children, once they are in the world, right, there is the next part of taking care of them. There's the part where they don't want to sleep and they have to be changed and they have to eat, right? And they have to get the right amounts of that. And so when that happens, you get tired, right? You have less because now you are not just caring for yourself, but you're caring for this baby that you birthed. That's the same thing with business. Once you put it out there, once you put it in the atmosphere, it is that you have to take care of it. And when you have to take care of it, you're going to get tired. You're going to need to put your you on hold, right? You're going to have to put you on hold to be able to make sure that you're doing what it is that you need to do for that thing that you have birthed, for that business. And so it can get hard. And so my goal is to be able to talk to you guys and help you to not only understand that, but to figure out how, as you get this thing started, you carve out some time. So one of the things, I have a few things on the list, but one of the things is that you have to be simply intentional about your time, right? I have found that when I am not intentional about me, I take me off the schedule, right? If I'm not intentional about reading, I take reading off the schedule. If I'm not intentional about creating a new project or creating a new course, it just gets off the schedule, right? And so even if I set an alarm on my phone, we have to let our smartphones be smart, right? And help us set reminders, set alarms, schedule it on the calendar, right? And be intentional about your creativity, because I promise you, there is going to be a lot to take it over. And it does not matter. Watch this. It doesn't matter what level you go to. It's if you haven't figured out a way, as God ascends you in your business, to have a foundation where you have figured out how to set time aside for you, set time aside for your creativity, it will get worse as you go higher, because there will be more demands on you. There will be absolutely more demands on you. And so it is imperative that you begin to get intentional about your time, about your creativity, about your self-care. It is imperative that you have to do that. Number two, you might have to discover new ways to carve out time. What do I mean by that? So let's say that you normally like to work on Saturdays, and that's the day you've set aside to create. And for some reason, some things have shifted to where you don't have that time on Saturdays. Now, do you just not create because you don't have Saturdays, or do you discover a new way to do it? You got to discover a new way to do it, right? If you get a new job, if you get a promotion, if you start making more money and you want to do this thing, you got to just figure out a new way to make it happen. And you may have to break that up, right? You may have to figure out how to break that time up. So whereas in one respect, you may have had 4 hours straight to do something, now you might have to do it in 30-minute increments. And you have to guard that time like everything depends on it. Because when the creativity wanes, when you find yourself, I'm speaking from experience, when you find yourself doing things in a way where you can't get back to that creative side, I promise you get burnt out. You get overwhelmed, you get burnt out. And I have been there, and stopping is the easy part. Starting back is the hard part. And I found myself needing to take a break, and I just couldn't get back to it in the way that I was doing it before, right? Because I was doing too much in one respect, but I didn't have time. Because I was doing too much, I didn't have time to carve out ways to pour back into myself so that God could birth something else out of me. That might bless somebody right there, right? So you have to be taking care of the temple. You got to be taking care of your body. You got to be taking care of your mental. And if that means carving out time in another way, then that's something I want to encourage you to do. Number three, maybe you have to keep a recorder or a journal near when inspiration hits you, right? Like, I find that a lot of people do that, and that's a good thing. And that may be something that some people need to start doing, right? Because you might find that inspiration just hits you all the time. So one of the things that happens for me is because I podcast 3 days a week. Again, I promise I'm trying to get to five, but right now I podcast 3 days a week. And what I have asked God for is to just speak to me in every situation, at every corner, at it, no matter who I'm talking to, no matter if it was an aha, if God dropped something in my spirit, if a child said something that triggered something in me to make me want to do a podcast, I am like, oh, that's a good, I'm saying that on my podcast. I'm talking about that on my podcast, right? That's something that's good right there, right? And so I am always trying to be open to God to allow things that are just that you see every single day to speak to my spirit, to be able to help me. That is a way that you can function, right? And the reality is sometimes I write all my podcast episodes out of my iPad, but sometimes I don't have my iPad when that occurs. So if I have my phone, I gotta just put it on my phone. I gotta put a reminder. I gotta put it somewhere. I gotta write it down somewhere because I don't want to lose that inspiration. I remember, a couple of days prior to the time of this recording, I was driving home from church and I was talking to a friend on the way home and we were talking about something. I was like, ooh, text me the word. I can't even remember the name of the word. Text me this word. I said, stronghold. That was the word. And I did a podcast on it. I said, because that's what God is speaking to me right now about for this next podcast. So I had her text me a word that when I got home, when I saw it, I was going to remember the podcast. Whatever it is that you have to do, you have to find a way to allow that inspiration for creativity to happen, especially when you're launching. The next thing that I have is that you might have to get into some research, or take a course, or do something like that that's going to inspire you. I have found sometimes where I have just been like, I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing. I hope you guys are being blessed by these podcast episodes, but sometimes it literally is God dropping something, downloading something to me, because I'm like, Tamika, I don't have nothing. So God, what are we going to talk about? Because I still got to get up here in front of the people, right? I still have to say something, right? And so it is so vitally important to be able to sometimes just read other stuff, do some searching, do some research, take a course, or if you don't want to pay for it, go to YouTube and just put some stuff in your spirit, take in some information, because that can help to also inspire you for what it is you need. And finally, number five is sometimes you might go to some of your gurus that you listen to, or go to maybe your pastor or someone like that, you know, has some good word, and that's going to spark something inside of you to be able to talk about in your way, right? That God, the way that you received it is different, and you want to give it to your people that particular way, because you know that it will bless your audience. That may be something that you have to do. But here's my point. Whatever it is that you do, you have to make sure that you're guarding yourself and finding the time for creativity, because this entrepreneurship journey, while a lot of people are trying to make it sound good and easy, it's hard, right? It's not easy in a lot of respects. It is absolutely rewarding, I believe, but it is not easy. And I don't want to paint the picture of that. You know what it is? It's what you put in it, you can get out of it. And sometimes you put a lot of blood, sweat, tears, and even more tears into it, right? And it might not be going your way, but it's about staying the course. Because if you have the right systems in place, it's going to happen. And you keep doing what you need to do, it's going to happen for you. So that's why, to me, it's important to stay creative. I do not want any of you who are listening right now to get burned out early because you're doing so much at the beginning with the stuff, the non-sexy stuff, as I like to call it, and you did not have time to replenish you and to pour out of you. And you, watch this. This can even happen if you're thinking about just getting started and you already have a lot of material, right? You already have a lot of stuff that you want to do. You're just going to take that. It can still be overwhelming. I promise you, it can still be overwhelming. So my goal is to help it to not be as overwhelming as it might be for you. And that is what we're talking about today, finding ways to be creative in your entrepreneurship journey. Make sure that if this was something that was good for you, make sure you save it, make sure you download it, make sure you send it to one of your sister friends that may need it. And make sure that you hit that subscribe button, because it really will help us to grow. Hit that follow button. I really, really appreciate it. I'm going to end in a word of prayer. As always, Father, I thank you for your mercy, your kindness, and your goodness. I thank you for those who are listening to the words that I have, Father, and that, God, that you're giving me the information that is needed for people to start on good ground, on solid ground, Father. So as I like to say, Father, when the wind blow, we will still be able to stand. Bless us and keep us, Father, because I know that if we stay the course, God, and we are doing what you would have us to do, God, you will bless us in the end. I thank you for all of your blessings. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I will see you guys on the next episode. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.